Aurea Britonum of the early 9th century. The nebulous historical figure merges with legend in Geoffrey of Monmouth's 12th century Latin chronicle compiled from Nennius and a lost book of Britain legends, where Arthur is depicted as a great king, a Briton Charlemagne, and descendant of a long line of British princes from the Trojans. Monmouth's Arthur was brought into Norman French by one Wasse from the Channel Island of Jersey, who lived in Normandy. Other French bards retold and elaborated the tales, adding various knights to surround the mythic king. But it was Chrétien de Troyes who is best remembered of the French sources. He embellished the tales with courtly love, created in Lancelot the perfect knight and lover, and in Percival le Gallois introduced the legend of the Holy Grail. Sir Thomas Malory was an English knight born in the early 1400s. His father was a member of Parliament for Warwickshire. Little is known of Malory's childhood and youth. Early in his career, Malory was in the military service of Richard Beauchamp, Earl of Warwick. Warwick was a celebrated warrior known by his contemporaries as the Father of Courtesy. Malory marched with Warwick in France, fighting in the later battles of the Hundred Years' War. Warwick's famous chivalry and daring military exploits may have inspired Malory's imagination with paradigms of the knightly ideal. The Earl was present at the execution of Joan of Arc at Rouen in 1431, so it is likely that Malory also witnessed the event. In 1445, Malory, like his father before him, was elected Member of Parliament for Warwickshire. He had a wife, Elizabeth, and a son, owned several estates, and was in good standing with his community of Newbold Revel. In 1451, however, he was arrested in connection with an altercation at the nearby abbey at Coombe. The veracity of the accusations is impossible to determine, but a formal indictment survives, recording charges of sedition, assault, and battery. Although Sir Thomas was a man of wealth and pleaded innocent to the charges, he was convicted and imprisoned for most of his remaining 20 years. He was not included in a general pardon granted by Edward IV in 1468. 3 years later, he died, probably a victim of the plague. Separated from his wife and property, and languishing in solitude and confinement in the twilight of the Middle Ages, Malory must have dwelt often on the past. He was incarcerated at various locales until being settled at Newgate Jail, where he obtained a modicum of freedom, possibly through bribes. He was granted the privilege of visiting the library of the Grey Friars adjacent to the prison. At this library, Malory had access to several versions of the Arthurian tales. There he wrote Mort d'Arthur, the first important fictional prose narrative in English, whose literary value at the time it was published was second only to Chaucer's verse of 100 years before. It is thanks to William Caxton, the first English printer, that Malory's great work was preserved, printed, and made popular. Caxton, who introduced the printing method of movable type to England, set up the first press in London in 1477. In 1485, Caxton edited and printed the Mort d'Arthur, making a number of textual changes and dividing the work into 21 books. Caxton opens his introduction with a statement of integrity and purpose. "After that I had accomplished and finished divers histories, as well of contemplation as of other historical and worldly acts of great conquerors and princes, and also certain books of examples and doctrine, many noble and divers gentlemen of this realm of England came and demanded me, many and oft times, wherefore that I have not do made and imprint the noble history of the Sangreal, and of the most renowned Christian king, first and chief of the three best Christian and worthy, King Arthur, which ought most to be remembered among us Englishmen to fore all other Christian kings." He goes on to assert the historical authenticity of King Arthur, who was